from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the re-wrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB and this morning, negative gearing, I don't think that has any place on the Mike Hosking Breakfast. We don't accept the word negative here. We'll get the inside skinny from the Prime Minister himself about his walk running habit. And flying cars. Are they finally happening? But before any of that, bullying in the mortuary. Oh, we love this story, don't we?
And so these people are being abused. In other words, it's the Brits who are doing being abused as opposed to doing the abusing.
They're being abused, and they're being abused because they come over to New Zealand with different standards. They have a high regard for the respect and dignity for the deceased in the UK, and they do things like cleaning and shampooing here and basic things that they believe are essential to maintain that dignity. They cover the bodies with shrouds so you don't have a naked 13-year-old lying on a slab for any of the people to just look at, unless they're actually performing the post-mortem. So it's those things, and it's them raising their concerns about that is getting them bullied. So they're being undermined. They're told they're in New Zealand now, we don't do things the way you do them in the UK. And they get called UK nutters, and that's been a common phrase. So a new mortuary technician arrives from the UK, and immediately on arrival, it's, oh, not another UK nutter.
Jeez. I mean, you don't want to make light of the situation, but I do actually. Because in my mind, when they say, oh, no, not another UK nutter, they're actually using a dead body and waving its arms around to say it. Then he said, but you go too far sometimes. What's wrong with you? I don't know what's wrong with me. I've been trying to figure that out for a very long time. All right, let's move on to Labour's negative gearing idea now. What does Mike make of this?
And for those who argue against it, they point out that housing in many respects is tax-free compared with every other form of income. I mean, if you've got the same money in the bank or the share market, your profits or your income is taxed. On housing, it is not. Well, not unless, of course, you're very obviously buying and selling houses in short periods of time. But if you buy an investment property over a longer period, not only do you keep the capital gain, you get to write off the expenses in the ensuing period, rent against the mortgage, improvements, paint jobs, maintenance, and so on. Now, if Labour chase down the bloke who's got 18 houses and collect a bit more tax, then there will be few who argue against it. And to a degree, it is true. Up until recently, those sort of people were in part keeping first home buyers out of the market. They had more buying power on a starter home than a young couple stretched to the limit did. But the LVRs, the 40% deposit rule, has changed all of that. It has killed demand from major investors. And just how many of them there are in the first place is highly questionable. And this is where the tax runs into some political trouble. For a family that have the retirement apartment, they're going to be aggrieved. And it may well be that this is interpreted as a swipe against the so-called wealthy, which I think we have learnt over the past three elections is not where most New Zealanders are at. People with a singular investment property aren't rich, per se. They might just choose housing as their particular retirement vehicle. They may well live in a lesser family home to enable them to afford the investment. And now they're hit along with a multimillionaire. There is an unfairness in that. Remembering, of course, that any policy is designed to get votes. That's what Labour needs. They need votes, and badly. On their side, though, is the Reserve Bank and the IMF, who all at one time or another have argued for a capital gains tax or negative gearing reform. So this does, at least from the Labour point of view, put pressure on the government. I mean, any policy that the government doesn't back, they need to explain why not. In many cases, and the polls back this up, they have had no trouble doing this, though. But given housing is highly volatile to start with, the government might just be working a little bit harder on this one.
Yeah, except it's so complicated nobody really understands it, do they? Or is it just me? Am I just too dumb to get it? Labour aren't the only one with some policy out. Bar fighting negative gearing. What are ACT up to?
As things stand this election year, the Labour Party are for the status quo, largely. Winston has talked of tax cuts, but I don't think he's actually made it policy. But if he does, it'll challenge the Nats, who are playing with tax in the budget next week, but not in a traditional tax cut way, which is disappointing, given it's not like they haven't got a lot of spare money. Working for families, which is probably what they will meddle with, is an entrapment scheme, basically. It's a convoluted, inefficient system in which you pay tax but get some of it back if you reach a certain criteria. It's money going back and forth, and therefore there's needless wastage. Not to mention the fact that you're beholden to the party who gave it to you, therefore your vote is influenced, given you don't want to lose it. Which is where ACT have it nailed. Currently, we have rates, tax rates in this country, 10.5%, 17.5%, 30% and 33%. ACT will make it 10, 15, 25%, simple. So if you're on your average wage in the main cities, you will be keeping at least $2,000 more per year. Importantly, the company tax rate drops from 28 to 25, which matches Australia. And that's important because many companies have the choice as to where they trade from, so you go to the jurisdiction, of course, that best suits your bottom line. It's why there's a massive international Google tax push, because not surprisingly, they've found where countries offer low tax rates, people flock to take advantage. Who would have thought? The simple fact is all money taken through tax needs to be justified. And when you're running surpluses of 1.5 billion, as we found out we were the other day, and projected to rise to many times that, you are raiding pockets too aggressively. So anyone interested in lightening the robbery, I am interested in listening too.
Oh, that would look good on a campaign poster. At lightening the robbery. I thought it sounded cool. Anyway, I'm not here to give ACT campaign ideas. I'm here to make fun of Bill English talking about walk running.
This walk run thing you got going here. Have you thought of patenting, you know, getting a lawyer onto it?
Oh, look, I've seen other people have a crack at it, and they do it better than I do.
Well, Mike, did you think so? Did you think so?
Did
you
so. Think so?
I thought I had a natural flair.
Much more class.
But there you go. You're blowing very hard going uphill, though, aren't you? I mean, that's what I got out of the video. You're blowing like buggery when you're going up there. Jeez. Are you fit?
No, not really. No, it gets me outside.
That's
and I
true.
Just like the fresh air.
Fair enough, too.
He's an interesting guy, old Bill English. He walks past me in the studio this morning, has a look at my... I've got a screen where I put all my sound effects and my music and all that sort of stuff on there. And he noticed... And there's about 64 different buttons on there. And of all those buttons, he noticed that one that said farts. And he wanted to know, this is the Prime Minister of our country, he wanted to know why there was a button called farts on my wall of carts there. And I said, well, so I can play fart noises when we talk about the Havelock North water situation. And he said, well, that's something that they don't do at national radio. And I said, there's a lot of things we do they don't do at national radio. And then he went away. I just thought you might have found that exchange interesting. I found it interesting. I also found the idea of flying cars interesting. Who doesn't? The future is now.
It's The Biz on the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ on News Talk ZB.
Flying car could become a reality sooner than we think. Apparently, Toyota, latest to financially back a group of Japanese engineers who are developing the flying vehicle. The Cartivator Group's car uses drone technology, 4 rotors, 3 wheels. Apparently can go 100 k's now, which is not that fast. I'd want to go faster if I was flying. You know how planes fly 1,000 k's?
You want to go faster when you're not flying.
Well, that is true. I want to go so fast I am flying.
No, I mean, not strictly legal in this country, of course. But
you know what I'm saying? I can see how a plane flies because it's going 1,000 k's. You can see, you can feel how it works. If I was only going 100, I'd be thinking it's going... Anyway, it hovers 10 metres above the ground.
It's only 10 metres up. So what's that? That 2 stories?
A couple of stories high. It's enough to feel confident if it all goes wrong and he fell out, you wouldn't be dead, but not so high that you know what I mean?
It's quite a good height, actually, because you can... It gives you that ability to sky over people stuck in traffic. You can just shout out down below, ha-ha, as you fly over them. The other cool thing about it, too, would be if you saw somebody texting and driving, you could drop stuff on them. And I mean, nothing to do any damage, just sort of rotten vegetables, that sort of thing. You could be like a texting and driving flying vigilante. I'm really living in a bit of a dream world this morning, do you think? I think. I've got to start asking and answering my own questions too. I don't know when that started happening, but somewhere along the way it did. Because I know that I'm talking to you and not myself, and yet sometimes it just feels like it's only me in here. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap. We're going to tune in back here again with us tomorrow, where hopefully we'll be able to slice through that paper in a nice tidy cut.